Welcome back to the Real and Wills podcast.
Welcome back, people. We back. Hit report today.
We're here. Hit report. Boxing was absent in the UK during January and it's returned. Not to Eddie's liking, though, because he's had a couple defeats.
Yeah, a few of
in
his,
the last
his
couple
team.
Weeks. It's been a bit losses. Mad still.
Unexpected losses.
Unexpected defeats. We're going to be covering that. We know that Broner made his comeback just a few days ago. We're going to be covering that. Otto Wallin, the guy who's responsible for cutting Tyson Fury, beat Dominic Brazil. And yeah, Wilder's talking again. Garcia's talking again.
A lot of talking has been happening.
Yeah, they're talking. Yeah. Canelo's fighting again. So we've got a few bits to get through. But Lee, how you been anyway, bro? Before we get
been
into
Yeah, I've been blessed, man. Been blessed. Blessed.
Yeah, man. Same.
You know, how you been, alright?
Yeah, man. You know, just getting back into training. Done my first session. Man. With my dad the other day, innit? First session back.
Yeah, Saturday, yeah.
My dad, yeah, good session. Good. He's hard to please, but he was happy. So that's good. You're on the right track. But jumping into things. How is Eddie Hearn feeling right now?
Woo! His prospects, his people, man. Kelly, Warrington.
Barrett.
Big losses,
innit?
Yeah, Barrett won, but controversial. Let's start with Warrington. He was expected to win that.
He just thought he could bully my man, innit?
Yeah, he thought he could bully man.
He's got one way of fighting, innit? Warrington's got one way of fighting.
Yeah.
Work rate, pressure. And the Mexican man, they live for that.
That's their style, man. That's the only style they know more time.
That's their thing. Walk man down, dash bang. So I think it was just a trade out, just a shootout, literally, of whoever's tougher. And this guy looks solid.
Yeah,
he looks solid. He's young,
it's true,
22, and they turn pro early, as we know. Mexicans, for those that don't know, they
early
tradition.
Early.
Yeah, they turn pro early. So
by 18, they're usually pro. Yeah,
18, maybe even before.
Like
Canelo, 15.
15, yeah.
So man's 30 now. Canelo's 30. He's been a professional boxer half his life.
Crazy.
That's just mad. So that's what the Mexicans are on. But now Warrington, I think he'll be back. But now, normally with that style of fighter, once someone defeats them and someone shows the blueprint, they don't come back stronger, really.
No. They get found out, innit?
They get found out and people start trading with you.
And yeah, that's the thing. People start trading with you now. When that's exactly what happens.
Literally. And
is he really
going to want
to go down that route? Yeah.
Exactly. So
that's true.
Warrington, he took that. Oh, hopefully he bounces back. You know, as you know, former world champion. So hopefully he can bounce back. Mm-hmm. But then you got the other guys that are trying to enter world class, which with Zofa Barrett and Josh Kelly. But we'll start with Zofa. What do you think of the fight?
You know, I think he lost that fight. To be honest, It could have went a split decision and he might have won it. I could have seen that because he's been on English grounds and whatnot. Yeah. The type of style he fought. But if I was judging that fight, he would have lost that. I would have given it to the guy.
Kiko Martinez is experienced. He's been around
veteran.
For a minute. Yeah,
veteran.
Like, his name you're used to hearing.
Yeah.
At that level. And I think he just looked a bit too strong for Zofa.
Yeah, he looked strong. It was like a bullying. His style was like very bullying. I see what Zofa was trying to do, but it wasn't enough to keep him off.
He was kind of sticking behind the jab.
Yeah.
But I feel like Zofa had his success when he was sitting down in his punch. Uppercuts and hooks.
Yeah, towards the later rounds, that's when he started. Yeah.
But I feel like he thought he could just do the jab and move to him. And some man, that's not enough. Not enough. I think he'll come back stronger. He should have a rematch.
Definitely, yeah.
I think a rematch is good for him because it doesn't make your career progress. Like, it kind of just keeps it in one place. Like, you don't have to go up a level, for example. Like, you can just, you know.
Yeah.
So, I think he'll be back.
The rematch might be a bit scary, though. Because he did get cut as well.
Yeah.
He did get cut.
It's a techie one because Kiko, he's going to know now. He's going to believe as well in himself.
Yeah, yeah.
More. You know when people go to that stage where they believe in themselves, like, okay, I can beat this guy now.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe, yeah, Zofa might feel the same, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. But yeah.
Good learning fight.
I didn't like, it was, what is it, 8, did they call it 18?
Someone had it 118, 110.
Yeah, 118, 10, 110, yeah. And that's ridiculous. That was crazy. That was Kiko crazy.
Only won 2 rounds.
Crazy.
According to the judge, I don't remember the judge's name, Kiko only won 2 rounds. Yeah.
So, yeah.
But you see the interview of Eddie when he was pissed?
Yeah, Ed, that's why I rate, he's quite an honest man, isn't it?
Yeah, he's quite honest.
Yeah, so, yeah, he kept it real.
But it makes his job harder. It makes his job harder.
100%, especially when they're bringing foreigners over to England. It makes it harder.
And you've got them scorecards. No,
yeah.
I don't know what some people
are watching.
Mm. And then we've got Kelly, who...
former Olympian.
Avanesian.
Yeah.
You know what? What do you think? What do you think about Kelly's style? What do you think is missing?
You know, it's just adapting sometimes. See, Kelly usually has power and stuff, but my man was just on it.
That's the thing, you know what I see,
him trying to do the slick stuff and that, but it wasn't the time to be slick. It wasn't the time for that.
Exactly.
There's a time and a place. There's a time and a place for the slick stuff.
He doesn't know when to do this, bro.
Yeah, sometimes, that's true. Yeah.
That's enough.
Yeah. 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 He wasn't on that. Yeah. He's just on here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Philly show
don't
on that.
To
yeah.
Do all of that, bro.
That's
sometimes,
the thing.
Sometimes just put up your hands, bro.
Yeah. You got to know when to go back to basics. Safety first. Bam, bam, bam.
For real. Because that guy was dangerous. He was swinging.
He was dangerous. Swinging. He was going orthodox southpaw.
But he beat Shane Mosley,
He beat Mosley.
So, you know, on his way up, but still, like, it goes to show that he's worthy of being in there.
Definitely. So, what is there a rematch? Is there a rematch for that one?
I don't think there should be. To be honest, I think that guy proved you're not ready for me yet.
And you know, it is. That was sort of the test. Like, are you on like the world level? Can you go over there? Can we bring the big Americans over, whatnot?
But then there was a video of Tony Jeffries boning out, and he was saying like, because Matchroom has so many talented fighters, every man's getting thrown into the lions then bare early
now.
And he was like, if you look at all the great fighters, you know, Floyd, Terence Crawford, this one, that one, in their top fight, they weren't fighting no one mad. They were building up experience. But nowadays, top fight, man are trying to scream world titles. And
you know, it is. Everyone's got big eyes and hungry bellies, innit? Everyone wants the big numbers.
That's the thing, but it's about maintaining it, innit?
You know, it might just be the era we're in with the social media and stuff now.
Yeah,
everyone's just feeling brazy.
Brazy. No one wants to take their time, learn the craft, and then when they get to the top, handle it at the top.
Even to
Canelo, he took his time. People like Errol Spence took his time. Like, Errol Spence only has a few names on his record, really, that you will go, okay, fair enough.
But it all comes down to the team, innit? The team you've got around you. You know what I'm saying? The team you've got around you, your manager, then the promoter and that. If they can sit down and think of a route, that's what you've got to go by, innit? A lot of people don't.
Yeah.
People just want to jump.
But it's true, Eddie's roster is overpopulated.
Yeah.
It's got too much talent, and it's hard to balance that out. Because when you deep it, you got Kelly and Conor Benn. They're already in a race, who's going ahead?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Same promoter. If he's talking to another fighter or another promoter, he has to push both your names.
That's true.
Eddie's like, well, Conor stays on track. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But after that performance, I'd really love to see Conor and Josh Kelly fight.
Same. But now it's like, does it really make sense for Conor to fight Kelly now?
No,
it doesn't make sense no more.
No.
So what is? Ah, yeah. So
it's not worth it for Conor. It's not worth it.
Yeah, it's not worth it right now.
He's going up. He got Samuel Vargas next.
Yeah, Vargas. So if he beats Vargas now, then what is he gonna? What's the next step? Do you think he'll challenge my man who beat Kelly?
He could do. Like, Vargas is a good fighter.
It's tough.
Tough fighter.
Well, like, seasoned.
He's seasoned. Yeah, he's a veteran. And last time they put Vargas in the ring, he fought Virgil Ortiz.
Yeah, Ortiz, yeah.
And Ortiz banged him bad. Mm-hmm. But you got to think, Virgil Ortiz ain't a world champion.
That's the crazy thing about Ortiz's
career. That's scary.
But he was good though. He had his thing. Yeah, he was good. Yeah, he was good.
He had his time. He's had it. But I don't know, man. It's gonna be interesting. What a weight division is always hard.
Yeah, always hard. That's a tough division, man.
No matter what, it's
a lot of numbers. Hard. A lot of numbers. A lot of people in that division.
But I want Kelly to come back anyway. I want him to settle down and, you know, be one of those guys like the David Hayes. They lose a bit early in their career. They got found out, but they find their way back on the path. So yeah,
true.
Hopefully that happens next. Moving on, Broner, AB.
AB billions. About billies. I'm happy he's back, you know.
I'm happy he's back, but I weren't happy with the performance.
But he's hella rusty. We knew he was going to be hella rusty.
Like, I'm sick and tired of him getting in there and just jabbing and counter-hooking. Just like, stops the other guy doing what the other guy wants to do. Mm-hmm. But he don't show no initiative to smoke man anymore. He used to do that.
He's got after find
Maidana,
it.
He stopped.
I was speaking to my friend the other day, so I said that Maidana fight, yeah.
It ruined him. He used to let his hands go.
That fight effed him up. I don't know if he's gonna find the vibe back to last in this division.
Well, he's doing light water. Yeah. Who's he got? Josh Taylor. Regis, Progray. Like what right now, those are the top, innit?
I see Regis comment as well, said that, that weren't it, basically. Like, it's time done now.
It wasn't.
He's not ready. Yeah.
And Josh Taylor's very good. Josh Taylor, he won the Super Series, innit? He beat Regis. Yeah. So, I don't know. I can't see AB beating Josh Taylor. I'm not going to lie.
No, the thing is, Ness, okay, after AB won that fight, is he going to stay disciplined?
No. Well, did you hear what he said in his post-fight interview?
No. What did he say? I didn't watch it.
Listen. Man said, I entered this fight with $13. He said, I entered this fight with $13, but you know I'm leaving with $13 million. He said, this weekend we're gonna pop bottles, have sex, throw some bands, and then on Monday I'm gonna be back in the gym. That's what he said.
See? That's the lifestyle he doesn't need. That's the lifestyle that got him in the position where he is now.
Exactly.
Struggling.
He's saying it's just a weekend thing. And by today, being Monday, he's back in the gym.
Yeah, see?
But
that's all mad.
I don't know, man. Someone like him, he needs to fight again soon.
Soon. He needs to stay active as possible. But you know what it is? It's the money he's probably asking for.
I know.
That's the issue.
Because he really did get fat, you know. That won't even fit.
He got seriously fat. But it's the lifestyle, isn't it? The drinking alcohol, the partying.
He can't help it, man.
He can't help it. That's the thing. And now these young boys, they're hungry.
Yeah.
They're hungry and they're talented.
In this boxing thing nowadays, he might not become super WBA champion, but he might be able to pick up a regular belt here or a regular belt there. Do you know what I mean? There's so many avenues nowadays where he could become a world champion again. I know he wouldn't be satisfied with not being the super champion, but it's a possibility. Do you know what I mean? Like, he could do that. So, and I want him to do well. Bron is actually someone I always want to see him do well.
Yeah, of course.
He chats a lot of shit and he gets a lot of enemies, but I think he's all right, man. I think he just takes entertainment too far.
Yeah, too far. That's very true.
Takes entertainment very too true. Far, but we'll see. Otto Wallin on the same show beat Dominic Brazil. I've never rated Dominic Brazil.
Never. I read that he started late as well. He started when he was 23. But I don't know how he got...
He looks like he started at 23.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why his name gets mentioned in that division. But he's not it.
Man.
But Otto Wallin, I don't know about him.
You know what? The heavyweight division...
But that's their level. That's their level, fighting each other.
That's the thing. In the heavyweight division, there's money to be made, but there's no titles to be won.
That's true.
That's basically it. Yeah. Because you know that AJ and Fury are here. Everyone else is here.
Yep.
But there's bare peas that can be made here.
Yeah, there's still crumbs to pick up. So that's very
look
true.
At Dillian. Dillian's never been a world champion. This guy's got box office on top of box office.
Yeah.
O2 sellout.
Yeah, Dillian's career's been good in terms of financially.
Yeah, so he's done well without being a world champion.
Yeah, that's so very true.
I think that's why a lot of people go up to heavyweight as well, because the money's there. Even like the guys from my weight, like Gassiev, he's heavyweight now.
Yeah.
A couple other guys, Reedus wants to go up to heavyweight. Because there's Reedus money
saying
there.
He wants to go up. Yeah.
Yeah. He's saying he wants to go up.
Yeah, it's true. It's where a lot of the attention is, isn't it?
And these guys are not house.
That's true.
They're not household names.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? So there's no actual money in the division because no one's bringing in an audience. No one's bringing in a mad crowd like that. You know, in the US, you got Tabithi, who's the best cruiserweight, and he's not bringing in a big audience. Then you got Dalton Cross. He ain't really bringing in nothing. So there's a lot of hard fights, but no actual big paydays.
Yeah.
Like super paydays. So I think everyone's just going up there. Lawrence is saying he wants to go up after he beats a couple guys. And there's enough fights up there.
There's a lot. There's a lot of bodies up there.
There's a lot of money to be made. So interesting. Interesting division. Staying in the heavyweight division. I don't know if this is a good decision to make for Wilder, but Ruiz.
Andy Ruiz, he'll get smoked. I think he's going to get smoked, you know?
I think he'll get knocked out.
Yeah, he'll get knocked out. Wilder will get knocked out by Ruiz. Maybe even by round five.
Listen, and we know Eddie Reynoso and them man down there in the Canelo team. They're not fucking about.
They're not playing around. They're not letting him go partying and keeping up with nonsense. No way. He's not going to be the boss of them. You know, like
no that. Burgers. He is no not, burgers and fries.
He is not being the boss of them.
For real.
Yeah.
I think stylistically, that's the worst style Wilder could face.
Worst style. Just that jab, hook, cross. that alone. Yeah, compact. Yeah, nice. Nah, too tight for him. He'll be making him miss as well. He'll be making him miss and punishing him for missing.
Yeah.
That's the thing with Wilder. Yeah.
Unless, you can't forget, Wilder, Ruiz can walk into a straight right hand, black.
That's true.
Clap man down. That's the thing about heavyweight boxing.
That's very true.
Because he's not mobile. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Ruiz isn't mobile. He's not coming in on an angle. He kind of plods you down.
That's true. So, it'll be a good fight, nevertheless. It'll be a good fight.
Yeah, I want to see Wilder come back properly, man.
Yeah, his story is a bit stale right now.
Yeah, because he looks like a sour guy right now.
Sour.
He needs to sort that out. But no, that would be interesting. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
And of course, people, the 135-pound division is booming. 60 kg is booming. Lightweight division is on fire right now. Ryan Garcia is back at it. Calling out Tank.
Yeah.
What do you think of that fight? Honestly, how do you see that fight going?
I think it'll go the distance, you know, or later rounds. But I think Tank can have it. I think Tank's got it.
Mm.
I think Tank's got it after round seven.
He needs to slow down a bit. Yeah, he needs to slow Ryan down a bit.
Yeah. He needs to slow him down a bit. But the thing is, Ryan is good.
I know. Ryan is good. He's good. He is. He's sharp. People chat. He's getting better. But he's good.
He's good, man.
He's good. Right. That body good. Shot, that's elite. That's elite.
It's elite.
To throw that body shot that he threw on Luke.
Yeah, Tony. Yeah, one a simple body shot as well.
Man, lunge from far.
Yeah, lunge far. Wow. It was long as well.
Yeah, beautiful.
He's
shot.
Good, man, and he's getting better. He's around serious people. He's disciplined, he's around serious people. And he's learning, serious. He's got good people around him. So, yeah, he's in a good position.
They got another world champion in the camp now. Oscar Valdez just beat him.
Yeah.
And Birchall.
So, yeah, that camp is doing bits right
that
now.
That camp is booming.
Booming.
And then, obviously, Frank Sanchez is the heavyweight. I'm interested to see how he gets his avenue into the...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's going to upset people once he gets there.
He's going to upset people, but it's just... Who's going to be the first name brand he's going to come up against?
You got to fight, like, Otto Wallin's level. Like, yeah, maybe, but, like, Brazil level.
But I think they'll probably try and fast-track him.
I don't think so, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the Mexican man don't believe in fast-track.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
They don't.
Yeah, but like he's in a Premier League club now. He's in Man City.
For real. So, it's like he will probably want to fast track himself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know when you don't want to be the only guy in the gym that's
fighting
a little bit behind.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the pressure. It's the pressure, isn't it? And discipline. That's how it gets sometimes now.
No, for real, because even in the amateurs, you're like, oh, you're a national champion, yeah? Okay, you're a national champion, all right, cool. Then it's like, bruv, I have to win a national title, wouldn't it? Like, I have to.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be looking at shambles.
It's true.
So
everyone in your gym's getting big interviews and that everyone's coming down to see everyone else. No one's really looking at you because it gets like that sometimes.
It makes you hungry though.
Yeah, it makes you hungry, of course. Of course.
It makes you hungry for everyone that's listening in right now. There's nothing more like motivating than to see someone where you can be, where you know you can be. They're already there. You're around them all the time. That's motivating because you're like, nah, I can achieve this. And it's all timing though, man. Because remember that new wave, there's a new wave of heavyweights that are not really spoken about yet, like Tony Yoka and...
Yoka's been... Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, what's the Croatian guy? Felipe Hrgović. There's quite a few, the ones that went to Rio 2016, basically.
Yeah.
They've
been in camps as well. They've been in serious people's camps as well.
They've been in camps.
They're getting experience. Yeah.
So now it's time for the 2016 Olympians to start having their moment because you look at Joyce, you know, they tried to step up Josh Kelly, Lawrence. It's been that 5-year period now where this is that generation's time
now. It's true,
you know, so it's going to be interesting. There's a lot of good heavyweights that came from that Olympics, so it's going to be, that's going to be interesting to see when they start breaking through. And that's when AJ and Fury and all them will probably, you know, say, cool, we had our
little run,
section.
Yeah.
Let everyone that's else true. Have their moment.
Yeah.
But to move on to the best in the sport right now, in my opinion, it's a close competition. It could be anyone between Crawford, Spence, Pacquiao, Canelo, so many people. But Canelo is number one for me right now.
Yeah,
he's fighting this
number
weekend.
One.
Yep.
Yeah.
Against Yildirim Gunnley. What are you telling me about that one?
Canelo's gonna win that. I don't think Canelo's gonna take too much damage either.
I don't think so.
So
this is about three levels down of an opponent from Callum Smith.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm just trying to think. I'm just trying to work out when do I think Canelo will win and how would he win? Is it going to be an early stoppage? I don't think so. I think
it's a round 8 beatdown thing.
Yeah. But he's active, man. He just fought in December.
That's what I'm saying. My man's
2 months
in the gym.
By 2 months, under 2 months, back in it. Yeah.
But you know what? Yeah. You know what I was thinking the other day? Like when you get to Canelo's level or you get to that superstar level, mm-hmm. you must get like a second wind or third wind even of motivation.
Yeah.
Because you worked now to get there. Yes, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So like in the amateurs, you train hard, you grind, you become national champion. Next season, you start all over.
Yeah, it's a big gap. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So then you don't really feel like you're defending anything.
Of course, because the gap's too big. But yeah.
As a pro, different.
But when you look back at the legends, they was doing this type of stuff. 2-3 months apart, bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
4 fights a year, easy.
It was common. Easy.
Yeah, it's common. Common, it's common, it's common. Even back in the earlier days, some people was fighting every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks?
Not once a month, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Getting numbers. But that's how they stayed sharp. You can take damage, you can take damage, but your eyes will be sharp, you'll be in rhythm. Everything. Yeah.
Like, so, I was watching Raging Bull the other day.
Okay, yeah.
And then saying like how Sugar Ray Robinson fought him 3 weeks ago. I was like, what? 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Them, and that type of fight as well. We're talking tough.
Rules, like tough fights.
Them tough fights, said, you know what? Gloves. 3 weeks, come again. Come back again. 3 weeks. Different sport them times.
Different material, man. That different minerals.
You got different minerals. Different minerals. Mm-hmm. But it's there, man. It's exciting. Boxing's picking up again, which is good. Yeah.
Good thing.
Yeah, it's exciting to see. What do you call it? I should be back in training now. Boxing just keeping up. Boom, 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 working. No fight date as of yet, but the body is getting there. We're pretty much there.
Good news.
We're pretty much there. I was hitting the pads, felt good, felt powerful. And yeah, now it's time to just focus on that. Do you know what I mean? That's it now. I've got 100% focus on my career and where I need to go. It's going to be a crucial, the way I'm looking at it, yeah, what I do in the next 3 to 4 years determines what I'm doing at 40.
Very true. Very true.
Because it has a big influence on the years after.
Yeah.
These are important times.
Very.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm excited to focus on it. And it should be good. What are we saying? Gibbs coming on, 100%. He's already here.
We say that every episode.
But we'll hopefully he don't. Yeah, hopefully he don't move flaky. But yeah,
that's the thing.
He agreed. So he said, and that'll he owes me one now. He owes me one anyway.
That's good.
Because I've done him a little. Yeah, done him a little.
Interesting. I'm
busting up already. Cause I know what he's on.
I was just now thinking she would get the people them to ask, give us questions to ask him, or
we should still. No, for real. Listen. Everyone, comment below on this video what you want us to ask you. I'm only doing, don't send in all your questions on about no crab and all that. genuine questions that you want to know. We'll have our own, obviously. I'm going to think of some good ones. I'm going to catch him off guard. You know when we catch him off guard? I'm going to catch him. But
that'll be good.
Definitely comment below on who you think is going to win this weekend's fight between Canelo and Yildirim. We all predict Canelo.
Who's on the undercard of that? I don't even know.
I don't know, you know. Let me have a look quickly. Let me get that up before we wrap up the episode. Let's see this. Canelo versus Yildirim. Because I'm thinking of who's in their camp, but everyone's kind of boxed recently, so
yeah,
maybe Frank Sanchez might be on it because he boxed on the, wait, what's it saying? Julio Cesar Martinez will defend his flyweight title. They're fighting in Miami, innit?
Yeah, Miami
Gardens.
Yeah.
Who else have they got on there? No one one to get excited about. But listen, people, hope you enjoyed the hit report. We're moving slow, we're moving steady. You know what they say, you hurry to go up, you hurry go down. Mm-hmm. We're not doing that, we're steady. We're steady, we're moving, and you know what? The subscribers are growing nicely, the views are growing nicely, and yeah, we'll bring you some more of the content that I put on my main channel as well when we're guessing the fighter and all that sort of stuff, because everyone engaged well with it, said that they want to see more, so we'll make sure we bring you more. But you know, real life is important and takes over at the moment, so you got to bear with us.
Yeah. Bear with us, people. But big up yourselves, we thank you for supporting us.
Always, always. And continue to tune in. We're only going to get better. Steady, gradual, but we're only going to get better. All right, people. Love. Thanks for listening in.
Bless.
Like and subscribe as like always. Subscribe. Listen on all streaming platforms. Words of wisdom from Lee. Don't think
I'm man like Boris is dropping some news today. Hopefully it's good news. So we're going to...
There's an update.
I just need to see it come on my phone. Mm. So yeah, hopefully it's good news.
This hand, fam. You know when he does this.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, now everyone, stay blessed. We're going into spring soon, so the sun's gonna shine.
Yeah,
so that everyone's attitude's gonna get better. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, summertime we can all link up. We can have fun. Mm-hmm. We can have our barbecues. Enjoy time with the family members and stuff. You know?
I could do with a barbecue.
I could do with a barbecue right now. Trust me.
I could do with a barbecue, but listen, love people. We're out.
Love people, man. Enjoy. God bless.
In a bit.